In the news this week, a government advisor debunks claims that puberty blocker restrictions have increased suicides. A poll reveals that even Brits who back assisted suicide have safety doubts. And this year marks the centenary of Christian athlete Eric Liddell's gold medal win at the 1924 Paris Olympics. Hello. Protecting gender-confused children from puberty blockers has not led to more suicides, a government review has found. Professor Louis Appleby, the Department of Health and Social Care's advisor on suicide prevention, debunked trans activists' claims that there has been an explosion of Tavistock patients committing suicide due to puberty blocker restrictions. He found that of the 12 patients who did commit suicide between 2018 and 2024, each was at a different point in the clinical process and had multiple social and clinical risk factors for suicide. The professor criticized activists for terrifying families that suicide will be inevitable without puberty blockers, and for increasing the risk that young people will self-harm. Suicide should not be a slogan or a means to winning an argument. To the families of 200 teenagers a year in England, it is devastating and all too real. Many British adults who back assisted suicide have serious doubts that it could be safely introduced, a new poll has found. Of 2,000 people surveyed by Whitestone Insight for think tank Living and Dying Well, the majority of those who expressed an opinion think there are too many complicating factors to make assisted suicide a practical and safe option. The think tank said the poll challenges the pro-assisted suicide narrative and highlights the serious concerns of ordinary people that must be considered by parliamentarians. The House of Lords is expected to debate Lord Falconer's assisted suicide bill in the coming months. And politicians in the Isle of Man have voted to forge ahead with their own plans to legalise assisted suicide, which have now passed Tynwald's lower house and will be considered by the upper chamber after the summer. The complexities of banning so-called conversion therapy have forced the Irish government to push back its plans. Roderick O'Gorman, the minister championing the bill, initially hoped legislation would be in place by the end of last year, but has now conceded that a new law is unlikely before the next election, which must take place by March 2025. He admitted that aspects of the bill are extremely complex and that it was proving tricky to get clear legal definitions. An official study published in 2023 found little or no evidence of conversion therapy taking place in Ireland. In the King's speech last week, the UK government announced its own draft bill to ban so-called conversion practices. The Christian Institute has warned that the broad ban called for by activists would threaten gospel freedom and would criminalise the ordinary work of churches. And finally, the Scottish Parliament is hosting a new exhibition on the life of celebrated athlete and Christian missionary Eric Liddell. Organised by the Eric Liddell 100 campaign, it marks the centenary of his sprinting success at the 1924 Olympics and explores the Christian convictions that inspired him. In a promotional video, the charity behind the exhibition explained, "At the 1924 Paris Olympics, the world watched Eric Liddell win gold, but they also witnessed an act of hard work, dedication, and genuine courage. Rather than running his favoured 100 race, because it was on a Sunday, Eric stood by his beliefs, retrained for the 400 race, and still won. Born in China to Scottish parents, Liddell returned to the country of his birth in 1925 and served as a missionary until his death in a Japanese internment camp in 1945. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.